United Way of Marquette County, a little bit of an update here as we move along here with the campaign for this time around.
That's right. We are at 77% of our goal right now. And
a little bit down. We really need to try to pick it up a little bit. I think a lot of it is, emotional and mental state for people across the whole country. Obviously, a lot of negativity and stuff, and we're trying to get out and get everybody thinking positive and fight that. And although we've had some announcements recently, some major employers with a few cuts here and there, and a couple of local businesses have gone away. By and large, most people in Marquette County are still working. They're still making the same wage they were making a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, if not more. Things are really positive in our area, and we just want to highlight those. And the people who are still working and doing that, we need more from those people to help the unfortunate few hundred that have run into problems and that have been giving over the years. They now need some help, maybe. The ones who have always given now aren't maybe in a position to collect.
Yeah, and I did have a phone call. We get phone calls at the United Way all the time from somebody that was now receiving services that never thought they would have to, has to ask for food assistance. And they said, I never thought I'd be on this end of the table. That makes you realize you're just one step away, from somebody that needs help from the services.
Well, as someone who was a co-chair a while ago, what's his name out in the hallway, it always seems that we get to this stage and it's that last push. It's like, you're going to be good for about 70-80%, and then you've got, so this, I don't want to call it a struggle, but this situation really is nothing new.
No, it's not. It's not. It's always, it's like we said before, losing those last 5 pounds, your diet. It's just got to push it over the edge. And we really want to encourage everybody to just give what you can, because if everybody can give a little, nobody would have to give a lot.
And as we've talked about, and Joe, I know you can echo this, we all know somebody who benefits from what the United Way does.
Oh, yeah.
In one way,
right.
Shape, or form.
I mean, family members, friends, coworkers. I know more people when I started getting involved in the United Way. I didn't hear about it as much, but then once I became involved and on the boards and a lot of these committees and doing interviews and people knew I was involved, I get people come to me all the time and thank for service. And I'm like, really, what did you have done? They just say something where their mom or dad or brother or themselves were helped. And it's it impacts a lot of people in our area.
Well, last year there was over 14,000 that were helped just in Marquette County by services from United Way agency. And as Joe can tell you, Joe has been on allocations panels and where they give away the money and help. What a struggle that could be for the people involved.
Yes, that's very difficult. Decisions are made that evening. We have the community. Community volunteers are who decides where the pool of money goes. They take presentations from each of these organizations that are the member agencies, and they put in proposals of how much money they're looking for what programs. And, of course, there's never enough money to fund them all. So some tough decisions have to be made, and we try to do the best. And it's not United Way people, it's community volunteers that decide which causes are most important to the people of Marquette County that year, and try to fund those the best we can.
Which really puts an exclamation point as to where you are with the campaign. I mean, you're getting there, of course, obviously. You've got the goal set, but a little bit shy right now here. And Joe, just from you, someone who is involved and is active in this, just the importance of it. And as we've talked about, so many people really rely on this, and it doesn't take a lot to make this work.
No, matter of fact, I know how things are in busy offices and where a lot of people are listening, driving to work or in the office. And the best thing to do right now to help is get up right now from your desk or when you walk in the front door. If you don't have a workplace campaign in your establishment, go to your bosses, your managers, your other people, and ask, why don't we have one here? Payroll deduction, it's as low as $2 a pay period. You won't even notice it before taxes, that is. After tax, a buck something, net pay difference, up to $5, $10, $20. You can do whatever you want. But we feel every workplace in Marquette County should have this campaign. It doesn't cost anything to run. There's no mandatory if one employee chooses to do it or 50. It's no matter, all employees don't have to do it. It's a no-brainer to me, and I think all employers should have this program. And get up right now and go and ask your bosses why you don't have one. And they can call the United Way office and get a presentation set up and give them all the paperwork. It's real easy.
And it's also online?
Yeah, they can go to our website, uwmqt.org, and all our contact information is on there. And you can even make a donation online. We have our pledge form that you can download, or you can make an online donation.
And, of course, co-chairs for a reason. get them out there, make them busy. They'll come see you too.
That's right. Our co-chairs this year are Debbie Hatcher and Kimmy Peterson, and they've been in here talking before.
Kimmy
and
needs to be busier than he is. Hey, Kimmy in particular.
He's just not busy enough.
Yeah. He's really happy to go around doing presentations with us, and he's been quite the unit to work with. I'll tell you, he's been a lot of fun.
Interesting.
Well, you know, Kimmy's such a laid-back, quiet, introverted guy.
Yeah. shy of a camera.
Yeah, well, you know, you are who you are, you know. But, again, such an important thing here. And, you know, just as we wrap up our time here together, you know, the simplicity of this makes it all worthwhile as well. Like you said, I mean, payroll deduction, one time, whatever. There are so many different ways to do this where, really, you won't even notice you're doing it.
No, it can just be a little bit. It's totally painless when you have payroll deduction. People don't even notice it. For price of a Red Bull a week, you know, you could really be helping somebody out.
Phone number, website again.
Phone number is 226-8171, and the website is uwmqt.org. Or stop in and visit us. We're in Lakeview Arena. We always have a pot of coffee on. We're always happy to see people.